Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it feels like a funeral.
I know.
This segment right now on WIP presented by, this segment right now on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're going to be very heavy on the phone lines today. So let's go right now. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to what went down. Jeff in Phoenixville kicks us off. Jeff, good morning.
Oh, I don't even know where to begin. Good morning, everyone. That's not a good morning, but, you know, just to try to get the pleasantries out of the way. Rhea, thank you for pointing out something that was I was screaming at all last night. Why is Brandon Marsh batting fifth?
It was a black hole. It was brutal.
Well, awful.
Jeff, I told you before the playoffs, that was one of my biggest worries, and he killed him.
He had a disastrous series.
It was horrible.
Defensively, too. Bader put him into a bad spot. The injury did.
But Jeff, I will say this one thing in Rob Thompson's defense. It's not like he had a ton of guys to go to. You don't want to see Stott up there. You don't want to see Cassidy up there. You really don't want to see Kepler up there. I mean, like, that's why when I say I felt they were a batter or two light all year, that's what I meant.
Well, I'm going to take this in a totally different direction in regards to futuristic looking outlook. What do we have to look forward to? And I'll say it this way. The Eagles are broken. They're completely broken. Petullo needs to go because he's holding everything back, and I don't know what else is. I mean, there's something going on in there, and it's. I think you're right, Joe. I think I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. The Phillies, that team, I think needs to be broken up a little bit because. Do you bring Schwarber back? Do you bring some of the other guys back? I don't know. The Flyers, we have nothing to look forward to there, and the Sixers. God awful because we don't even know if anybody's even going to play because they didn't want to tell us anything. So what as a Philadelphia sports fan do we have to look forward to right now?
Well, the Phillies the Phillies will still be good. Okay, let's just start with that. And the Eagles certainly have a legit chance to get this back on track, but right now they're a mess.
And I don't think era of Eagles football is over because they lost it Thursday night on against the Giants.
I'm not saying the era is over, but it's just like there's nothing – positive to look forward
immediately
to right now.
Listen, hold on, James. Hang on a second. Long-term Jeff, I disagree with you on that, but obviously it's bleaker than it had been. I mean, I hear your point. I understand your point. I appreciate the call. I mean, just on a quick Eagles point, I did an accounting from who played in Super Bowl 59 to who did not play last night. And some of these guys aren't ever going to play again, and some of these guys aren't going to play for another month. I mean, consider the talent the Eagles had in Super Bowl 59, and no, these guys weren't there last night. Jalen Carter, now that's short term. Okay, Quinyon Mitchell, hamstring, I mean, sometimes that's a month, so we'll say he played in the first quarter, had to come out. Nolan Smith's out at least a month. Landon Dickerson, it's obviously going to take time. I don't think it'll surprise anyone if that's about a month. Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, Darius Slay, Isaiah Rogers, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Mekhi Becton. They lost a ton. I mean,
not even talking like Kenny Gainwell and like the other like.
Correct. I'll add Kenny Gainwell. You're right, James.
Slay and Rogers, one of them should have still been here.
Yeah, Rogers has been a stud for Minnesota so far. It's been great.
Yeah, I mean, they lost
really
a freaking ton. Patrick in Tabernacle. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Boy, just what an awful feeling. You know, it's just such disappointment and, you know, freaking ground ball back to the pitcher.
Yeah,
and Kirkring wasn't my choice either, and I don't know who said it. Where did Robertson go? Why do you get a guy like that?
Patrick. I'll just say this: it's pretty clear that Rob Thompson lost faith in Robertson.
Yeah, well, he sure did, and you know, it's just so obviously the disappointment. But you know, again, 162 games, and you just, it's not, you know, again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This isn't how you're supposed to lose a ball game. It's just the mental, you know, when the game finds you. And I feel bad for Kirkering, but you know who I got a target on is Bryce Harper, and he it's just yep. You know again our hits and you know we all know it was my fear and all our fears and you know. It's just a huge disappointment.
He might not have it anymore. Like, it just might be that Bryce Harper is never going to be the guy again. Probably.
He will not be the MVP type guy
ever.
Again. And, you know, I was saying that in the middle of the year. That, to me, was obvious. But
he might not be able to elevate the way he used to, for the biggest moments anymore.
He really stunk this postseason.
Yeah, it's a shame because it's just like, you know, where was he in the moments and, you know, listen, I'm not going to – I can't completely rip the guy. I do credit him for, you know, getting me back into the love of the game I grew up with, you know, honestly. So, you just hear the disappointment in everyone. And you know what? You got to shake it off, I guess. And for me, it's like with the Eagles. Like, you kidding me now? And I got to hang – I'm not ripping the Flyers yet, but that's the only hat I have in my head right now where I can hang it.
Patrick, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Because I honestly don't know this answer, and I'm ashamed about it, but I'm going to be honest. Did the Flyers win or lose last
night? Lost.
They lost. 2-1.
Okay. Yeah, and listen, they opened the
season. It was 2-1, yeah.
And by the way, can we get an opening game at home for the Flyers?
Yeah.
For once in my freaking lifetime
nope.
here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I do know what you
awful.
Mean.
They, you know. But listen, it's just, we're not going to, I don't know where we go with this team, man, but there's, You got to break it up. You got to do something.
You got to tinker, and it's more. I'll put it this way, and Patrick, good hearing from you always. It's more than tinker, but it's less than break it up.
I agree.
You don't break it up. I mean, the reality is they had the second best record in baseball. They did go toe to toe with James's point with perhaps the best team in baseball. So you know this is not a scenario where it's a break it up. Okay,
I mean, if Harrison Bader doesn't get hurt, they might have won that series.
Yeah, no,
like, let's
it.
Be honest.
One of the really tricky things, and I don't really ever remember anything in Philly sports like this. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with Ranger, but I tend to think this. He ain't going to be here. I don't know. I mean, it's like unless you want to trade Andrew Painter.
Which they won't.
Which they will not do and probably should not do. I don't know where there's room for the guy. I mean, the bottom line is you have Wheeler, but you don't have Wheeler. But when I say don't
well,
have
that's the question
you
mark,
no
right?
Idea.
You have no idea so, whether he can come back
right.
or if he wants
James,
to pitch
James,
past
on,
next
hang
year.
Hang on one yeah, second, James. Hang on one second. So Wheeler, like, you have to have a spot for him because he could pitch. Nola has a no-trade clause, so he ain't going anywhere. Lazard is under contract for one more year. Painter obviously is going to be here soon, whether it's April 1st or soon thereafter. He's going to be here. And who am I forgetting right now?
Lizardo, did you say?
I thought I said Lizardo.
There's Sanchi.
Oh, and Sanchez. And Sanchez. So, like, I just feel like we just saw the end of Ranger Suarez. And, John, that hurts, man, because this guy's a freaking stud.
Yeah, he was a monster. First pitch aside, once again, he came through for us just like it was nothing.
He always does.
Just, yeah, like it's breathing. But he will be far too expensive if we're going to be keeping these other big name
I don't know how you do.
Around.
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, it, theoretically, you could trade Lizardo. You could. I mean, let me put it this way. One of the strategies could be you go to Lizardo and his agent early in the offseason and say, we need you to commit to a long-term deal right now. which he probably won't do, but like you could present it to him and say, we need you to commit to a long-term deal, and if you don't, then we're probably going to trade you, and then we're going to sign Ranger. I mean, that is theoretically possible, but also not exactly something anyone's particularly in the mood to do because we love Luzardo also. That guy was awesome.
Was a stud.
Rhea, should Luzardo have been kept in the game? What was your instinct when they pulled him out? Keep him in, take him out. What'd you think?
My instinct was absolutely because of his mindset. He has something about him that there's a resolve in there, and Kirkering did not. I knew it was a disaster when he came in just because I haven't had the faith in him. Yeah. I mean, he had 11 inherited runners since August, and like 8 of them scored.
Yeah, no, that's been bad. I was getting concerned that Luzardo could lose it fast.
He also, I mean, he pitched, what, 3 days ago or something like
that? That's my point.
It is a start. I'm with you, Joe. I was fine with the decision to pull Luzardo. I would have been fine either way, keep him in, pull him, depending on how you felt about him in that moment. My issue is going to Kirkering.
Yeah, that's
again,
it.
Like,
yeah.
I understand that Rob Thomson must have lost faith in Robertson. Robertson's a 40-year-old dude who's been through battles, man. Battles. And the big thing that Orion Kirkering has stunk with all year is coming into situations with inherited runners. Like, it was like, what? Like, know your personnel, not to mention the fact that Kirkering pitched the night before and has pitched like 4 times in this series. Robertson hadn't pitched in 4 days. Like, Like, it didn't make sense to me at all to go to Ryan Kirkering.
If the choice is Luzardo or Kirkering, I'm staying with Luzardo.
Yeah, the Kimbrel thing may have been in Rob Thomson's mind. You know, an experienced, outstanding, longtime reliever who just hits a wall. That's how I felt that he felt about Robertson. John, did you think Duran should have gotten a third inning? Because I did in the moment. Now, it worked out okay for 2 or 3
real
innings.
Real quick, the other option is you could have brought Banks in, even though it's not, you know, lefty-lefty thing.
I got you.
I was all for as much Duran as possible, although it felt like he was missing high last night more than I'd ever seen before, which gave me pause. But, of course, I'm all for as much Duran as possible.
Yeah, my instinct was to keep him in, but I also knew that would be risky. But here's what you knew. If you take Duran out and don't give him that third inning, as the Dodgers closer got a third inning, then you shorten your bullpen. And then it's at a certain point, you're going to get to the guys you don't want to get to, which would be like the Taiwans and, you know, that whole crew. And the Kirkerings, to an extent. You know, Kirkering's not Taiwan, but, like, did I want to see him in
like
the game?
I feel like Kirkering has been shoved down my throat for the longest time.
Well, again, guys, let me say
it. Feels like Topper really trusts him, you know?
Well, how about this, guys? Alvarado?
Killed him.
Killed him.
Big time.
Killed him. Alvarado.
That guy.
Killed him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.